There are so many other powerful stories of forgiveness that I know that the Lord is bringing to your remembrance of people that you have heard of how God allows you to forgive these people who have hurt you or have caused a tragedy in your life. But I must take you back to the Bible and remind you about Joseph. In fact, I hope you will find time to read the whole story about Joseph in Genesis chapters 37 through 50. What a man of God. God had a plan for Joseph's life, just as he has a plan for your life and marriage, in spite of Joseph's many difficult circumstances for several years. God used Joseph to save many people, including his father and brothers. This is a very powerful example of genuine forgiveness taught in the Bible of a family restored after impossible circumstances. And I know that's what you're thinking. You're thinking your circumstances, your marriage problems are impossible to ever be restored. But you've got to remember, God can do anything. Nothing is impossible with God. We've got to remember what the Word of God says. And I want you to believe and come to know the Lord as I've known him for more than 20 years of his power in my life, in my family's life, in my husband's life, in our children's lives. Your family can be restored also. The Lord will use you and your family as examples and lighthouses in the future. In your own city, in your own area, God is going to use you so mightily. Are you willing to be like Joseph, trusting God, going through difficult circumstances in your life, to have a testimony in the future? That's what I had to go through. Bob and I have gone through it for 20 plus years, but it's worth it. Joseph was loved by his father when he was a child, and he was given a special robe of many colors. And I'm sure your children know this Bible story so very well. But his brothers were very jealous of him as he was the youngest. So they planned something evil and sold him into slavery and told the father that Joseph was killed. The Lord was with Joseph all that time, though, regardless of Joseph's circumstances. In Genesis chapter 39, let me read verses 2 through 5. The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. The Lord blessed the household of the Egyptians because of Joseph. The Lord can bless you. He can bless your employer because of you. The Lord can do so many mighty things if we will seek his face and grow in the Lord and get rid of the sins that we are harboring in our heart. Joseph had to run from sexual temptations from Potiphar's wife. He was even put into jail even though he was innocent. Joseph's life was not very exciting when he had trials and tribulations, but through it all, God had a plan and a purpose for Joseph. Joseph was then released from prison to interpret Pharaoh's dream. Read the chapters. And Joseph said he could not do it. But Joseph prayed for the interpretation from God, and God was faithful giving it to him. He then told Pharaoh, and Pharaoh then promoted Joseph to be second in command and to be responsible for preparing Egypt for the upcoming famine that was in Pharaoh's dream. Then God brought his brothers to him, needing food for his father and their family. This is a very powerful story of Joseph's life and his forgiveness to his brothers. So let me read a final segment from Genesis chapter 50, verses 18 to 21. The Lord gave me this scripture during the process of standing and me questioning and asking God, are you really going to heal my marriage? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Because everybody thought I was crazy once I divorced Bob, and then I started standing for Bob. Then I started walking in forgiveness and unconditional love. So many people kept saying, he's got a free will. And Bob kept telling me, I'm never coming home. How many times do I have to tell you, I'm never coming home? I heard everything that your spouse is saying to you, plus many more. But God had an assignment, and I knew he had told me what to do. And this is a scripture the Lord gave me, and I pray it ministers to you today. In Genesis chapter 50, verses 18 to 21, it says, his brothers then came and threw themselves down before him. We are your slaves, they said. But Joseph said to them, and this is the part that's important, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I will provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. Wow. And that is what the Lord told me more than 20 years ago. And he's doing it. He's been doing it for more than 18 years with our ministry. There is many families, many lives that are being changed and saved because I was willing to follow my Lord Jesus Christ and obey him. I pray you will do likewise. Oh, I hope you will read all the details of all that Joseph went through, like you're going through in your marriage. But God was with Joseph all the time, and God had a plan and a purpose for Joseph, as God has for you and your family. Seek the Lord daily for his will and way in your life. There is another special scripture that I think is so appropriate to share right now, after all that Joseph went through, and that Peter wrote, reminding believers in 1 Peter chapter 3, that their faith and love are so important. 1 Peter chapter 3, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his eyes are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. It is better if it's God's will to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. One of the most important truths that you and I must learn as Christians is the power of forgiveness and unconditional love. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, it says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Oh, may you write that on an index card and put it everywhere in your house. Forgiveness is not condoning what was or is being done to you. Forgiveness never condones a wrong. It is not letting your spouse or loved one or someone else off your hook, but it's giving your spouse and others to God for him to put them on his hook. Imagine, you're saying, God, you deal with them. You take revenge. You do what needs to be done in their life. Give your spouse to the Lord, telling God you want to forgive your spouse and all their offenses, so that your Lord God can remove the pain that is in your own heart. Forgiveness is a choice, and the Holy Spirit will help you walk through the process of forgiving, which may take some time. It may not be instant today, but if you keep doing it daily, you will receive victory. Remember, forgive your husband or wife every day. Then give your spouse to the Lord daily, knowing that God is in control and you can believe and trust in his mighty power to move the mountain of your marriage problems. The enemy wants to keep you tormented by the daily events, monthly events, yearly events that your spouse is doing in their lives with the other person and in many other ways, with your finances or your health or with your children. Your spouse and the other person are not your enemies, but the enemy is Satan. The Bible is a manual of instructions of how we are to live. We're not to react to our emotions and feelings, but to pray and love our spouses unconditionally, as Jesus does. I pray you will ask the Lord to remove all areas of any anger, bitterness, or rage, or unforgiveness with your spouse. Ask the Lord if there are other people in your past that you've never forgiven, but stuffed down in your memory bank. Will you forgive them? Will you forgive your spouse for everything they've done and are doing right now? So many times the enemy comes against us, disguising himself with righteous anger. Your marriage may not be restored until you have truly forgiven your spouse. You need to be able to forgive your spouse so when they walk back into that house and they start telling you all these different things in time, when they start confessing their sins, later on even, year, two, three, 5 years from now, will you have walked and still have the spirit of forgiveness for them, for everything? You need to. It needs to be under the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your spouse cannot walk back into your home until you've allowed the Holy Spirit to touch your heart, remove all that anger, that unforgiveness or bitterness. You truly need to forgive and love your spouse unconditionally, forever. Ask the Lord to wipe away your sins of unforgiveness. Imagine a blackboard of all the record of wrongs that you have kept in your heart. Give it to your Lord. Allow the Lord to wipe your slate clean with His blood that He alone shed on the cross. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Now let me share my final scripture that the Lord gave me at the beginning of my stand. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 to 26. This is such a powerful scripture of faith, believing in what God says, but also about forgiveness. We cannot have a healthy marriage with unforgiveness hidden in our hearts. Starting with verse 22, it says, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain," and I always said mountain of divorce, "go throw yourself into the sea," and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. You need to dissect that scripture and understand what it says. "Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it and it will be yours." Are you doing that? And verse 25, which is so important for you today. "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that we can forgive others. We can forgive them. Without your divine guidance, power, and strength, we could never forgive anyone when they hurt and wound us, especially when they do it over and over again. Lord, this dear stander wants their marriage restored. Forgiveness is a vital key to marriage restoration that can never be ignored. Please speak to this dear husband or wife who has been so rejected and betrayed. Show them, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that they can forgive and have unconditional love for their beloved spouse. Father, we ask that you will go speak to their husband or wife as you did to Saul on the Damascus Road. Touch and change their heart and life completely to bring you all the glory and honor and praise. Nothing or no one is too difficult for you to touch. Lord, speak to this dear stander today personally, showing them your will and way in their life and marriage. Lord, there is freedom and victory through you, our Lord and Savior. Thank you for being the example in our lives of forgiving others. Thank you, Lord, for healing this marriage through your divine touch. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, remember, forgive them